This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So whether you want to talk about the TSA, which is what we focused on in the first hour of the program, the new Quiet Skies program, which has a laundry list of different things that they are looking for to determine whether or not that you need to be continually watched for potential terrorist threats and such.
Again, the articles did mention that of the either 15 or 17, I saw both numbers throughout multiple things that I was looking at, somewhere dozen and a half criteria to determine whether you get, followed. And then those things weren't listed, but then if you are followed, they want to know everything you do.
Did you walk
through the airport? Did you turn around while walking? Did you go to the bathroom at all? Were you hyper aware of everything and look at people, or did you have a cell phone?
I was on some kind of list in the mid part of this decade for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It was after I got convicted of a misdemeanor charge at some point.
Oh, your unsworn falsifications and obstructing government administration?
I think it might have been. Well, obstructing was back in 2010, so it might have been after that one. I don't remember which years it was. But they actually would set up special checkpoints at the gate.
Yes, I remember hearing your stories about this.
Which I had never seen that before in my life, but it only happened on the flights that I was going on. And I forget how we figured out that I was on this list, but basically it might have been this one, where they
could have
given me extra scrutiny or whatever because I had a criminal record. Anyway, you're welcome to comment on that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Kudos to the Boston Globe for breaking this particular story. They had a very detailed piece that I'd seen last night when you mentioned this to us. And that takes us to the next story, which is about newsrooms, where Boston Globe, other newspapers, not just newspapers, but television news and other news gathering areas, there have been some declines over, actually, apparently not in TV broadcasting, but big time in newspaper newsrooms.
I'm surprised not in TV, only because, there's a lot of media consolidation, and I know that there's a lot of weird conspiracies around the media consolidation thing, especially with Sinclair Broadcasting owning a bunch of TV stations, and they basically, send the script out from some corporate office somewhere.
Yeah, well, I bet it has happened, just at least in the years 2008 to 2017. We got a study here from Pew Research Center, so maybe TV's down from, the year 2000 or something like that.
Okay.
Here's what you need to know from Elizabeth Greco at Pew Research. Newsroom employment across the United States continues to decline, driven primarily by job losses at newspapers. And even though digital native news outlets have experienced some recent growth in employment, too few newsroom positions were added to make up for recent losses in the broader industry. So that means there's a lot of news people on the beach. They don't have a job, and there's no chance for them to get one because the cuts are across the board on newspapers, and nobody else is really hiring anywhere else except for digital.
Right, and I'm wondering if they're being, very specific with their wording here of newsroom, because a lot of places still have an actual newsroom,
mm-hmm.
and then they have, the writers and this and that, and, well, you're not actually working in the newsroom, so therefore, because job titles and this and that, we're just going to say that some of these numbers are down. But, the overall number of people still working and writing for the newspaper hasn't dropped by 25%.
So what they consider to be the newsroom employees include news analysts, reporters, correspondents, editors, photographers, and television, video, and motion picture camera operator, so the cameraman.
All right.
And editors. So they already mentioned editors, but different types of editors, I guess. So, yeah, anybody who's involved in producing and gathering and reporting the news is considered the newsroom. I don't think that, you know, obviously the owner is not going to be considered the newsroom. The sales department probably would not be considered the newsroom, but anybody else is. And according to the story here, Pew Research did the study looking at the Bureau of Labor Statistics Occupational and Employment Statistics Survey data. From 2008 to 2017, newsroom employees in the U.S. dropped by 23%. In 2008, about 114,000 newsroom employees, reporters, editors, photographers, and videographers worked in five industries that produce news: newspaper, radio, broadcast television, cable, and, quote, other information services, which they considered to be the best match for digital native news publishers. By 2017, like Huffington Post, for instance.
Right.
By 2017, that number declined to about 88,000. So down from 114,000 newsroom employees across all of these positions to 88,000, a loss of about 27,000 jobs.
And I'm curious here, are these jobs, and I know that some of them were layoffs, but also what percentage of these were just, oh, well, that guy retired and we're
didn't
not hiring
him.
Anybody to replace him.
True.
So now, Ian, you're doing high school sports and covering the city council meetings.
Yeah.
Because those are on different nights. You can do both of those.
Yeah, it's not clear what the answer is to that question.
But that, you know, that has to be a good portion of it. And then there's also things where you've got the person that goes to the state house to cover the hearing also taking the pictures.
Correct.
For the thing. So
there's consolidation.
Right. Instead of sending a photographer and a reporter.
Yep.
You send one person.
Yeah, we saw that years ago. There's a company here in New Hampshire, Binney Media, that had its own television channel. I don't think they have it anymore, but they did, and they were competing with...
NH1 was the name of it.
Before that, it was WBIN, and then it became NH1, and they were sending around, you know, these sort of pretty people, right? Like the reporter types people that you would see on a news program, but they were doing their own shooting. So, you know, whereas I was used to seeing the bigger news companies where they send the cameraman, who's usually some big guy with a hulking camera on his shoulder, and then the pretty girl who or guy who does the correspondence.
Right.
In this case, they would shoot their own. They'd set up a tripod, and they'd stand in front of it, and they would, I think, have to do their own editing as well. So,
right.
So they've really, in some of these areas, they've really done a lot of consolidation.
Right, and a lot of reporters, I think, have to edit their own articles. Which
really?
Is actually fairly difficult because you already wrote it. You're
you
not going
your
to
mistakes.
Catch your own typos.
Right. That's the whole point of having an editor, is to have a second pair of eyes on
right.
the thing. So the decline, according to the story here, in newsroom overall employment was driven by one sector primarily, newspapers. Newspaper newsroom employees dropped by 45% over that period. So again, 2008 to 2017. So going from 71,000 workers in 2008 to 39,000 in 2017. So, again, a drop of 45%. And that's tremendous. So go over the five industries studied. Notable job growth occurred only in the digital native news sector. Since 2008, the number of digital native newsroom employees increased by 79%, from about 7,400 workers to about 13,000 in 2017. This increase of about 6,000 total jobs, of course, fell far short of offsetting the loss of about 32,000 newspaper newsroom jobs during the same period. Newsroom employment figures in broadcast television were relatively stable, remaining at about 28,000 in that decade. Employment also remained relatively stable in cable television at about 3,000 over the same period. In contrast, radio broadcasting did lose about a fourth, or 27% of its newsroom employees, dropping from around 4,600 workers to around 3,300 in that 10-year time frame.
And a lot of that for radio has to do with sort of a bigger shift towards syndication.
You mean in news broadcasts specifically?
With talk radio, to where there's not as many stations doing a local news show.
That's true. That's definitely true. There aren't very many news radio stations at all in general. They're only the biggest markets in the country have news-only right. radio stations.
Oh, we'll get the top of the hour news from whatever the satellite has.
Yep. More coming up here in moments, and then we go to one of these old newspapers, these dying things, to check in on an opinion about Bitcoin. Coming up here on Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets, and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk. Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of these airwaves, and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Zencash is a great cryptocurrency, and if you're not familiar with it, well, it's time to go and check it out over at zencash.com. Sure, you know about Bitcoin by now. But did you know that there's over 1,500 other cryptocurrencies out there? Well, how do you figure out what of them is even worth looking at? Luckily, we're here to tell you about Zencash. Zencash.com is where you can go to read their white paper, learn more about Zencash, learn about the strength of the network with over 13,000 secure nodes, as they call them, and they just launched their brand new super nodes, which will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. They've got supernodes bringing network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. Add to that the decentralized autonomous organizations they're working on to help govern the crypto. It's one of the strongest networks out there at 13,000 secure nodes, and it may even be the strongest, or like number one or number two at that number. So you can go and learn more at Zencash.com, and their official Zencash wallet is available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Zencash.com as we continue here. By the way, Zencash, I was just happening to look yesterday at the CoinMarketCap.com, their rankings, because yesterday was a bloodbath in the crypto world. Everything, almost right. Everything lost significant amounts in value, and Zencash was one of the lowest losses. It was like
good.
Like the bottom six of lowness. Most, you know, I think there were only like a handful of currencies that were above zero yesterday, as far as, you know, them gaining something. Zencash was like maybe three or four spots below zero. So anyway, that's not, you know, to say anything beyond just one day's results. But Zencash.com, right. You can go and look for yourself and see where they're at today. All right. So we were talking about the drastic cuts that have happened in the last decade in newsrooms in the United States. And really, they report in the like the headline that newsroom employment dropped nearly a quarter. But ultimately, it's the newspaper newsrooms that are really bringing all the numbers down.
Right. And you know, one thing that I find interesting here is they're not trying to give any kind of reasons why the numbers have gone down. They're just saying, oh, the numbers have gone down.
It's the internet. That's why newspapers are dying, right? I mean, isn't it? We've been cataloging on Free Talk Live the news over time about how newspapers have been cutting back or closing down entirely.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time. It's been longer than 2 decades.
It's mostly 2 decades. If you look at the subscription rates, the pass-around rates, if you look at the actual numbers, which I did a couple few years ago for the local newspaper here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is actually surprisingly healthy. I remember going in there about three or four years ago for an interview, and I was thinking, this is going to be, you know, a graveyard. I mean, there's going to be nobody here. There's going to be, you know, skeleton crew. And I was surprised when they actually had like a bustling newsroom with multiple journalists, you know, busy and doing things. So Keene Sentinel's one of the more healthy looking newspapers at the very least. It's, you know, they haven't completely stopped producing, and they actually had a busy newsroom. But still, they cut their size back on their newspaper.
Yep.
So it's no longer as wide of a paper as it once was. So the actual physical width of the paper is smaller. They cut the length of the paper down as far as the number of pages, so it is not as thick of a newspaper anymore. The comics section, for instance, is about a, you know, half or a third of what it used to be. And they cut it back. And in addition to the cutbacks, they increased the price at the same time. So not only are you getting less content, but you're getting a twice as high price or whatever it, you know, was, or three times.
Right. And I'm trying to figure out here, because I remember when I was not necessarily a kid, but definitely a good bit younger, the Birmingham News and I think the Post Herald had some kind of merger, and that was well before.
90s?
Yeah, that was, you know, like well before
the internet took a,
you know, hold of stuff.
It's probably an anomaly. I mean, if you look at the numbers, you see the you see the subscriber rates are pretty solid in the 80s and 90s, and then they start to tumble, basically. At the very end of the 90s, early aughts, it starts to go down, and it just becomes a total bloodbath after that. And that's because of the internet. People are able to get their news instantaneously.
I also remember, you know, like back in the 90s, I remember cable news is killing print media.
It may have had
an
effect. I mean, it may have had an effect, but I don't think it was going to do what the internet did. Because, you know, the people in the 1990s, the folks reading newspapers today are probably mostly over the age of 60. You know, so those people would have been in their 40s, for instance, in the 90s.
Right.
And these are just, you know, people have certain habits. It's hard to break those habits. So not only are the newspapers suffering because their readers are literally dying off.
Their base is literally dying.
Right. So the readers are literally dying off, and no new readers are coming in because young people are, you know, they don't have the habit of reading the newspaper. And why would they? If you want your news, you can get it right. On the radio news, you can get it within the hour. Right?
Generally.
With television news, okay, you might have to wait till 6 o'clock if it's, you know, regular news channel. If it's like a CNN, then it's every hour or whatever.
If it's headline news, you're getting it every 20 frickin' minutes.
Yeah. So television, radio, still relatively in the now, still relatively close to right now.
And there are some newspapers that have gotten really smart to where they'll put all of the stuff online, and you know they're updating the website instantaneously, and then
so they're not waiting for the next day,
and then whatever
noon.
The print thing is basically here's all the stuff that we've put on the website in the last
and who's then doing that
a bunch of them, and
they're not doing it here.
There are certain things that they'll put, you know, like featured articles, but as far as breaking news, they'll put the breaking stuff up
on the site.
Yeah.
I think they've got, like, yeah, you're right about that. They are doing that here.
If it's breaking, they put it right away. But if it's something that, oh, we spent all day yesterday writing this feature piece, that comes out at noon.
Yeah. So, anyway, the subscriber rates have gone down dramatically in the last two decades. And, of course, you know, you're also seeing the newsroom shrinking at the same time. Some newspapers cutting back to 3 days a week or going out of business entirely. So, with that in mind, here's a related story from CBS News, published today. Trump's tariffs are hurting the already struggling newspaper industry. The struggling U.S. newspaper industry is caught up in a costly trade dispute now that's pushing up its production costs. The Trump administration put a tariff on groundwood paper, which is used in newsprint production. Because of concerns, the paper was subsidized by the Canadian government and sold at below market prices. Most groundwood paper comes from Canada, and nearly 70% of newspapers in the U.S. rely on the product. On Thursday, the Commerce Department will announce whether it will end that tariff. Nick DeAndrea, vice president of production at the New York Times, told CBS News' Alex Wagner that the tariff has made printing on paper that much harder.
Hold on. So there's a tariff on Canadian paper?
That's correct.
What about NAFTA? I thought NAFTA was supposed to mean that everything's free trade between the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, I guess that's over.
Oh, right. It never was about free trade. It was about regulating and, you know, sort of giving cronyism.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We get a little more on the newspaper tariffs that are going to strangle the business apparently even faster. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii and taking part in a ceremony to honor and receive the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers
believed to have been killed in the Korean War. Vice President Mike Pence spoke about why this moment is important to him.
My dad, Lieutenant Ed Pence, fought in combat in the Korean War. He came back with a medal on his chest, but my dad, gone now 30 years, always told us that the real heroes of the Korean War were the ones that didn't get to come home.
Today on Twitter, President Trump called on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to end Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked about these comments today.
The president is stating his opinion. He's stating it clearly. He's certainly expressing the frustration that he has with the level of corruption that we've seen from people like Jim Comey, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. If you want to take control of the airwaves, the number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're talking about the difficulties facing the newspaper industry. Not only are they facing declining employment, likely because of declining subscription rates, specifically in the area of newsprint, where they've lost 45% of their newsroom workforce in the last 9 or 10 years, according to Pew studies and or Pew Research. And now, not only are they just facing the tough economics of a declining business through competition, but also Trump is swinging in with a tariff to try to finish them off. Now, whether this was Trump's intention or not is another question, because he certainly has been no... You know, Trump hasn't shied away from insulting the newspaper industry, right? Like,
right.
He's called it a dying industry. He's come right out and attacked, you know, the New York Times.
New York Times, your fake news.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm no fan.
Everything that you write that I don't agree with is fake news. No, that's not how it works.
Well, did you see the news headline about the New York Times guy who actually went to meet with Trump, like the main guy, one of their main guys?
No.
Yeah, I didn't actually read the whole story, but he went there to try to, like, tell Trump to be nice, I guess. I don't know if that's going to work.
No. Not going to work.
So what's happening here is they've taxed what they call groundwood paper, this tariff, the Trump tariffs,
right.
Added to groundwood paper, which is used in newsprint production. And you do a newspaper, Daryl. You are the publisher of the FPP News.
Unfortunately, that newspaper, I had to halt publication about
really?
A month ago.
Why?
Lost an advertiser.
Oh, so you couldn't afford to publish it.
Right, so I could probably do out of pocket, but since there was an advertiser that was, you know, paying basically the cost of printing,
right.
that I lost, I've Damn decided it. It's not worth it.
Man, so newsroom cuts at FPP News 100% in the newspaper division, but you're still there, of course, doing daily radio news,
Correct.
Which is a little bit easier to produce.
Yes.
It takes a lot less time, and you can do it more often because you were only doing it once a month in print.
Correct.
And now you're still 7 days a week over at FPPRadio.com. Okay. FPPRadio.com. So what's happening with this groundwood tax? Well, they're apparently looking at whether or not they're going to end the tariff. That's going to be looked at this week by the Commerce Department. Vice President of Production at the New York Times says it's made printing on paper that much harder. He says, quote, newspapers have their own challenges already. Our job is to try to protect the revenue of the printed newspaper, he said. Ken Doctor, who's a news industry analyst, said the tariff is a blow to a print industry already in decline. As a result, small newsrooms have had to make tough choices from laying off staff to cutting down the number of pages that they print. Which
and
was
probably
already
cutting down the size of the pages
right.
as well.
Which was already happening.
Right.
When they cut down the size of the papers here in Keene, it was back in like 2007.
Right.
So it was already a decade ago when they decided to cut printing costs, and for years the newspaper dispenser boxes, the paid dispenser boxes
right.
around town, they actually had like empty strips on the side of the paper because they were built for the original size, the original width,
right, right.
sort of standard width newspaper, and then all of a sudden it became like an inch and a half shorter, and so the new paper didn't fit in the window anymore. You could see into the box around the side
right.
of the paper. So they actually finally came up with some sort of covering, some kind of strips that they put there, so now you don't see that anymore. But, yeah, it was so obvious that they'd cut the size down of the thing, and obviously they cut down the number of pages as well. Doctor said, this is the kind of unexpected event that happens. It takes an industry that may be hurting a little and makes it worse. He says the tariffs have caused an increase in newsprint pricing of 30% to 35%. Can you imagine having your product manufacturing costs jump by 33% basically overnight?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's going to put any manufacturer out of job.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're talking about a toy manufacturer or any kind of product manufacturer, if all of a sudden your product cost goes up by 33%, that just wipes out your profit right there. As though the newspaper were making profit on the papers anyway. They aren't.
Right.
When newspapers print a paper, they're getting subsidized by the cost of the advertising. Without the advertising, you know, there's no way those papers are going to get covered by the cost of the subscriber. The subscriber fees, you know, they're barely paying probably for the dude that delivers the paper.
Right. And, you know, there are some places where they've got those free newspapers, some places weekly, monthly. Here, there's a newspaper that I look at whenever it comes in. It's a free weekly
That's right.
that gets delivered by the post office to every house
household.
In the county.
Yeah, 40,000 households. It's a pretty impressive operation, and they're doing well from what I can tell.
Yeah.
A lot of these weekly papers that you're talking about are doing fine. You know, they're not delivering daily, so they only have the cost for the once a week, and they've always been, you know, had good advertising numbers, it seems
right.
like. So they seem to be healthy. Beyond the tariffs, declining print readership overall has caused printing plants to make adjustments. At the New York Times printing plant in Queens, over 600,000 newspapers are rolled out every night, but not all copies are of the New York Times. Quote, one of the things that we've done over the last couple of years is we try to bring more business in, so we started printing USA Today here. Just recently, we started printing Long Island Newsday, and that's happening nationally, the consolidation, DeAndrea said. So basically, you've got the New York Times that used to just print their own paper, they're now subbing out and they're doing other papers in their printing plant.
Right. They've opened up basically a commercial print shop.
Right. And these are the things they've got to do to stay relevant. They have to do this to stay in business. There's an interesting article that I have that's sort of tied into this. We were talking about Blockbuster Video earlier this week and how they're now down to just one store left in the United States in Bend, Oregon. But there's a whole other video chain called Family Video that still has 700 stores, and all of those stores are basically in Michigan, Wisconsin, you know, Indiana and Illinois. So they are just doing pretty well.
I think there's one of those in Pennsylvania where I live.
Could have been a few there as well. But basically that kind of region of the country.
The Rust Belt.
So we can talk about that, too, if you want, because that's kind of an interesting story as to how that business is actually staying afloat here when all the other ones are closing up. And it has something to do with this, of being, you know, doing other things, not just your main business. One of the things we've done, he says, is we try to bring more business in. In the last decade, print newspaper circulation has dropped by more than 30 million nationally. And in just the last 5 years, as chief operating officer at the New York Times, Meredith Levien has witnessed a 40% drop in subscribers to the Times daily print papers. That's just in the last 5 years. 40% in subscribers. 40%
subscribers dropped 40%.
Yep.
And overhead went up at least 30.
For the, well, not total overhead, but print costs went up, you know, the cost of the product itself went up 30%. At the same time, they're slashing the newsroom so they don't have as many people creating the news in the first place, which all of this is the equivalent of these newspapers becoming less relevant. But again, a 40% subscriber drop. Don't forget, what she's not telling you about is how many people are, or rather how fewer a number of people are picking up the newspapers just on a newsstand, right? So if your subscriber count's dropping, you better believe the number of people in New York City and Manhattan rushing to work, how many of them are stopping at the newsstand, how many newsstands still exist, but, you know, they are still there. I've seen them when I've been in the city. But how many people are actually stopping to buy the newspaper in the morning on their way to work?
I'm going to buy one the day after the New York City Marathon.
So you can look in the marathon coverage?
From what I've heard, they have several pages of results, and it's generally like the first 20, 30,000 finishers wind up actually getting listed in the paper.
Sure, but besides the, you know,
that's the only reason I'm buying it.
Right, the only time I go buy the local newspaper is Will Coley on the front cover? Let's go find out, and I'll buy the paper if he's on the front cover, and I'll show Will, and we'll take a picture of it and all that. But beyond the one-off, sort of the vanity paper, right?
Right.
Is your friend in it? That kind of thing. How many people have that regular habit of actually stopping, grabbing the paper as they grab their cup of coffee or whatever, and they're going to work in the morning? I bet you that number's down, too. They're not telling you what that number is. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So we're talking about the struggling newspaper business, not only down dramatically in subscriber counts. For instance, the New York Times has had a 40% drop in just the last 5 years in their subscribers to their daily print papers. Although their digital subscribers are up, you've got some numbers about that.
I do, from February of this year, actually.
They actually point out here in this article, this is from CBS News, the story was actually originally about the tariffs that have been hitting the newspaper industry particularly hard, increasing their costs of printing by about 30 to 35%. So, the overall product cost, the increase in the newsprint pricing, because of these Trump tariffs. That's pretty hard to handle when you're already losing a significant amount of your readership and therefore having to cut your news production staff.
Right.
And now you've got to figure out how to deal with increased costs due to these tariffs. According to the very end of the story, which sort of ended up becoming just a general opinion or like commentary piece on this general decline of newspapers, it says the Times readership is increasingly going digital. In just the last year, they say they've seen an increase of close to 1 million online subscribers. But, of course, not all papers have been able to pivot so successfully. Last week, the Daily News, and it doesn't say where they're located, but Daily News laid off half of its staff, and in March, the Denver Post cut their newsroom by a third. Levian, who's one of the Times people, said, "We're in a scary time for local journalism, and I think quality, original, independent journalism at the local level is, like, foundational to the community, to society, and ultimately to democracy," she said. So you had something you wanted to add about the digital side of the business.
Yeah, so in the fourth quarter of 2017, New York Times said that they had a net addition of 157,000 digital-only subscribers.
Okay.
That's not including anybody that gets a digital plus Send Me the Sunday Paper or digital plus... You know, some amount of physical. They also say that their overall subscription revenue surpassed $1 billion for the year, and subscriptions account for 60% of total revenue for the company.
What was it? 66? What was it?
60% of total revenue comes from subscriptions.
And it was from digital subscriptions, or was it all subscriptions?
All subscriptions.
Okay, gotcha.
Is over $1 billion.
Yeah.
They have 2.6 million digital-only subscriptions as of the time that they published this in February. And again, that's not accounting for people that have a digital plus, give me the Sunday issue, or the digital plus weekends.
I'm curious.
Which there are some people that do that.
Yeah, I'm mildly curious to know what, you know, how that all breaks down. But either
way. And then there are some people that, you know, they're probably a newspaper subscriber. And, hey, you can get a digital subscription for only a dollar more. Yeah, it's a dollar. Okay.
Right. So that's your newspaper hemorrhaging update as they continue to hemorrhage cash, subscribers, and also employees. And, of course, you know, the New York Times had the ability to pour a bunch of money into their digital side. And,
right.
And they, you know, they saw the writing on the wall to their credit, and they were able to kind of make that work to some extent. But still, they've been cutting back. There were stories years ago about the New York, just a few years, about how the New York Times is renting out its building. You know, they've cut back their staff. They don't have as much people there, so they've got rooms that they can rent out to other businesses that, you know, need Manhattan office space.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a nice building, so rent it out. And ultimately, that's what it came down to in the story about the Family Video service, or the Family Video chain. There's a really interesting piece at Newsweek that came out last week, in sort of in the hubbub about Blockbuster finally closing almost all of its doors. We reported on this earlier this week, where we talked about the two Alaska locations that are currently liquidating their product.
And
right
those
now.
Were franchises, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So independently run. The Blockbuster chain closed down and sold off their assets, sold off their intellectual property assets back in like 2010 or 2011.
Right, that's what I thought. But there were
about a dozen
a
or so.
A handful of franchises, independently owned and operated franchises,
right,
where they had paid for the naming rights. They were allowed to retain use.
Correct. And now almost all of them are gone with the exception of one more store in Bend, Oregon. And we
all
talked
right.
about that as sort of yet another example of this old media trend of dying off. You know, who buys DVDs anymore? Well, somebody does. They still have them at Walmart, right? They still have
right.
the DVD rack, so somebody's buying DVDs. I can tell you, nobody's buying the Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free DVD because I'm the one who ships them out. But as technology, this is from Newsweek, as technology steadily marches forward, DVDs are quietly becoming relics reserved for boxes in the attic or a future exhibit in an American history museum. The fall of Blockbuster was largely regarded as an end of the video business, but the curtain hasn't closed on Family Video. While Keith Hoogland, the company's president, knows that one day the business he's known his whole life will fade out, for now the decision to buy and not lease their store spaces that was made decades earlier by his relatives is keeping Family Video's doors open. Hoagland's father, Charlie, may have been the one who started Family Video, but technically speaking, Hoagland considers the story's beginning to lie with his grandfather, who started the original company. He told Newsweek, quote, "My dad had two great ideas, and I don't know which one was the greater." He explained that entering the video business was smart, but deciding to purchase real estate is the strength of the company.
Right, because then, especially if you're paying these things off and buying them outright instead of getting, you know, 30-year mortgages, you don't have this added monthly expense.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of renting space in somebody else's building, which is what Blockbuster did, Family Video bought and developed buildings in anticipation that video stores would, quote, literally go out of business almost overnight, unquote. When that day came, the company knew they would be able to lease or sell the stores. 40 years later, so even if it was a 30-year mortgage, they still paid it off. People are still walking into their local Family Video, perusing the aisles, and bringing their favorite DVD home for a few nights, while their competitors have all but gone extinct. Being the owner of their stores has enabled Family Video to maintain over 700 locations here in 2018. So that's, you know, think about how smart this is. They get into this, like, how this really helps them here in a moment, but as these other companies are going out of business, you're the only player on the block. So anybody that does want to do that old nostalgic thing of going to the video store, which is what it is now. They were
right.
reporting on this on the Blockbuster. Sort of that was the viewpoint of like a CBS Morning News piece where they went down there and they interviewed families. And they were like talking to these families with teenagers and younger kids who were like basically taking them on like, oh, look, kids, this is the way it used to be when mom and dad were growing up. And it really was sort of like a living museum almost.
Wow.
Because, like, the Blockbuster hadn't even changed their computer system. It was still stuck in, like, the 1990s. So it literally was like you were walking into something from 20 years ago.
Wow.
As Blockbuster faced diminishing revenue and increased rent, Highland Venture, the parent company of Family Video, implemented what they call right-sizing, a unique method of adjusting the store size to accommodate the revenue stream. So a 7,000-square-foot store, which was probably bustling in the 1990s, became a 5,500-square-foot store when they added a Marco's Pizza in on one side. Adding an H&R Block to the other side shrank the space down further to 4,000 square feet. We can cut our rent in half, we can cut our property taxes in half, we can cut our common maintenance in half, all our electric and gas, all those fixed costs we can actually cut while still staying in business and not having to change locations, he said.
And you see a lot of super Walmarts that kind of do this as well.
Right.
To where
the eyeglasses,
they'll have
the
H&R Block, they'll have something in like a little food court area,
yep.
They've got... Yeah, the eyeglass people. I've seen somewhere
a video store in a Walmart.
I've seen somewhere they've got like a Great Clips or some
yep.
haircut place inside as well.
That helps pay the rent for sure. So I think this is really interesting. And you think about it, like what a perfect. You know, you have the pizza place next to the video store. That's one of those perfect kind of 90s combos,
yeah.
right, where you take the family out to get some pizza, then you go to the video store, get the videos for the night, go home. So that's smart business here. There's a little bit more. By putting pizza places next to the video stores, customers are able to have the one-stop shopping for the classic dinner and a movie night. But with the temptation of not having to leave your house to watch the latest release, pulling more people towards streaming services, Family Video took their idea one step further. Dinner and a movie delivered to you. Customers who order delivery from Marco's Pizza can also request a DVD from Family Video by either calling the store or going online. When the pizza's ready, the movie's passed through a window connecting the two stores, and off the driver goes, with both the pizza and DVD in tow. Want to have your movie picked up to be brought back to the store? No problem. Just order another pizza, and you can give it back to the driver.
Wow.
And that's pretty smart. It's a bit of innovation from an old, you know, an old business. 855-450-FREE. There's more on the How Family Video Staying in Business with 700 Locations in 2018.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide your recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.